We are wrapping up a brisk Tuesday across eastern New York and western New England. At times today, wind gusts reached up to around 30 miles per hour, and temperatures this afternoon were in the range of about 5 to 10 degrees below normal. For most of us, the snow has come to an end after a lengthy winter storm across portions of our area. However, there are still some areas of snow, primarily across the higher terrain and also in areas west of Albany where there is still some lake effect snow ongoing. We have a storm system that is now finally working away from the region. It's positioned north of Maine this afternoon, and the storm is very slowly loosening its grip on our area. So as the low pressure system works off to the east and as high pressure builds in from the west, we will see the winds gradually diminish moving through the night, though it will still be on the breezy side. And in most areas, the snow is already done. However, some snow showers are likely to continue through the night, especially across the higher terrain. It'll be a cold night as temperatures fall back mainly into the 20s across the area. A few spots may dip into the teens by morning. And looking ahead to the day tomorrow, we're generally quiet. We'll have high pressure building in from the west. Now, there may be some leftover snow showers in the higher elevations across the North Country tomorrow morning. Otherwise, we're looking at a dry day with a blend of clouds and sunshine, generally good travel conditions across the area, though we do have to be aware that there are going to be slippery spots following the snow from the past couple of days. Temperatures tomorrow will again be on the cool side, running mainly in the 30s, so we're still running about 5 to 10 degrees below normal for late November. Tomorrow night into Thursday, our next storm will come at us, and I am a little bit concerned about another round of wintry weather and some slippery travel conditions tomorrow night into Thursday morning, as we're likely to see a burst of snow and maybe even an icy mix in that time frame. So be aware if you are traveling tomorrow night into Thanksgiving morning, that slippery travel will be likely. Then as we go through Thursday, we'll see a mix of rain and snow showers and temperatures only in the 30s for Thanksgiving Day. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers mainly in the mountains, breezy and cold, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of mountain snow showers during the morning, otherwise dry, cool, high 28 to 36. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers mainly in the mountains, breezy and cold, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of morning mountain snow showers, otherwise dry, high 28 to 36. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, breezy and cold, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high 38 to 44. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, breezy and cold, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high in the 30s. Region-wide on Thursday, cloudy with a chance of a wintry mix, highs in the 30s, and on Friday, cloudy with a chance of rain and snow showers, and highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.